The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
I also want to touch on what's happening again in Palestine. It's continued to happen, of course. Massacre after massacre. Yes, when human beings feel like they are gods on earth and feel like they can take the lives of hundreds with the push of a button, this is what you see. And this is Pharaoh-like behavior. But the Quran says this is what we do. And we believe in it because the Quran tells us that this is what has happened. Yes? So the Quran says, وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When the Pharaohs of the world show up, you know what we do? We allow them to commit their atrocities. نُمَكِّن, تَمْكِين, means when you prepare something for someone. It means when you allow someone to have their way. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then you know what we do? وَنُرِي فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. And then we show the pharaohs of the world exactly what they were afraid of. Yes, we allow them to commit the atrocities that they commit. And this is the part of the story that you and I are in. The Quran, not my words. It's difficult to believe in these words of the Quran. What the Quran says is that we allow them to do their atrocities. And then we teach them their lesson. And then the result of their deeds comes back and haunts them. How, in the midst of this situation where there's no hope, it's very bleak, how will these people ever be able to get their rights back? Rights that every other nation in the world is respected, is understood. But for a certain group of people, it's not understood. For a Palestinian nation, civilians, it's not understood. How is that even possible? Of course, when we look at the situation, it's bleak and there is no hope materialistically. But what does the Quran say? The Quran says, in the midst of this bleak situation, we do our own thing. Yes, we allow them to do what they do. If it wasn't that, how would Fir'aun turn into the Fir'aun that he was? But at the same time, we work against them. It takes time. So what does the Quran say? In verse 6, he says, وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We allow them to do what they want to do. And then verse 7 says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. While they were committing their atrocities, you know what happened? There was a mother somewhere giving birth to a child. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. There was a mother giving birth to a child. This child was going to change everything. Materialistically, there's no hope at all. But the Quran says we do our thing. And our thing is not a materialistic thing. So while Fir'aun was committing his atrocities, what did we do? We were busy telling the mother of Musa how to protect her child. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. You nurse him, you feed him. فَإِذَا خِفْتَ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. And when you are fearful about his life, throw him into the water. Yes? What does the Quran say? فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. Throw him. We're going to take care of him. Does that mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of every situation and nothing in this world ever goes wrong? No, that's not the message of the Quran. The message of the Quran is that when we want it to go right, even when the odds are against it, we will make it go right. This is the message of the Quran. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. O mother of Musa, throw him into the water. Ilqa means when you throw something. أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. We have a plan for him. And then the verses of the Quran continues. And then he says what? Verse 8. فَالْتَقَتَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. The people of Fir'aun grabbed this baby. You know what happened to them? لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. They didn't know this little baby that they are bringing into their own palace would turn into their biggest enemy and the biggest means of regret for them. So you look at these situations, these sacrifices that are happening, and of course, I'm the first one to admit, brothers and sisters, it's easy for me to quote these verses because you and I are not affected by these atrocities directly. Yes, this is my hypocrisy. This is our hypocrisy, yes? Not hypocrisy in a negative sense. This is the guilt that we carry, of course. Yes? That we're not affected by these atrocities. So for Sheikh Mahdi, it's easy for him to sit and quote the verses of the Quran. Yes? There's no doubt about that. But nonetheless, this is what the Quran teaches us. Yes, while the Fir'aun is doing everything that he likes to do, in the story of Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, somewhere there's a mother giving birth, we're taking care of her child, even though other children are massacred at the same time. We're taking care of her child, because her child is going to change everything. And you know what's going to make it happen? It's not even going to be something external. The Quran says, Fir'aun himself came and took this baby. The Quran says, Alu Fir'aun, the family, the people of him, they themselves took this baby in. And they didn't know what was awaiting them. So yes, the atrocities happen and they are painful. And I have no words to share on that side. But the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he holds the pharaohs of the world accountable. And he works against the pharaohs of the world. Of course, it takes time. This is how every custom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Every sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes time. The reality is we're not as patient as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That's the thing. Me, not patient at all. Even the people who are affected, still, none of us are as patient as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But he has his own plan. And while there are those who commit these atrocities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is implementing his own plan. And it doesn't seem so like that to you and I. And it's not supposed to. Because that is the magic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only him can take a child that is supposed to be massacred and killed in the womb or in the cradle and turn him into the one that changes everything for the pharaohs of the world. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he eases the pain and the difficulty of our brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when they lose loved ones, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases their difficulty and pain. When their houses are bombed on their heads, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases their difficulty and pain. When they see body parts, I mean, who can deal with things like this? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help someone even get through a situation like this. When we started, we thought the siege was going to be the biggest issue. Now the siege is the last issue. Imagine how difficult a situation is, that the fact that you don't have water and you don't have food and you don't have electricity is the last issue on the list of your worries and concerns. At this point, we have to just hope that hospitals are not bombed. This is what happens when the human being thinks he's in charge. Then all of the corruption in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters, civilians who are innocent, who had nothing to do with anything, who are paying the price for these injustices.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life and all those other lives? I know that I'm only a child, and still alive. Oh, yeah. I will caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every no matter